Text line is fantastic. But I just said, you go talk to your son and say, hey, boy, I'm allergic. That's pretty good. That's a real core listener right there.
He won.
What's the conversation starter there?
Son,
what do you know about the birds and bees? Birds and bees. I don't know.
One sting.
Eat chicken like honey. I don't know.
You know what? That's a good checkup baseline question. Because what does he say? Like, is he saying, what do you mean? Like eagles and bees?
Yeah. Love the eagles. Honey, I like honey in my coffee.
Son, do you know what it means to make whoopee?
But if you say something like, Dad, I already got a girlfriend. Okay.
Ask him if he knows how to unsnap a bra.
One-handed.
Well, no. I mean, if he does that, he's well ahead of you. if he responds with, well, hell yeah, what do you mean?
What do you think the percentage is of men over the age of 18 that can unsnap a bra one hand?
Not as high as you would think.
Well,
it's an art.
I'll be honest with you. I think we'd win as a show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, boys. It's been a while for me.
Oh, it's like riding a bike. Ron.
It's like taking a walk, man. You never forget how to do it.
Taking a walk.
Hey, Trey, is unsnapping a bra a one-handed or two-handed job? However he answers that is going to tell you the direction you need to take. And the pace you need to work at.
If it's one hand, he is well on his way.
You might as well jump to
make us proud, young man.
Oh, Cam on YouTube and Twitch said, my sex ed teacher literally told us sex is one of the greatest things you'll ever experience.
That's a hell of a start, isn't
it? She was a truth teller.
but you need to wait until marriage. Terrible way to send the message.
That's what the Lord would want.
No question. I mean, that is a terrible way to send the message. Oh, geez. I'm going to tell you what, man. I'm going straight. If one of my girls walks in and goes, hey, Mr. Thompson said today that sex is the most... Is one of the most enjoyable things in life.
Why, Mr. Thompson?
Ever.
Just a name I came up with.
I like it.
Hopefully it's a female, because then I want Mr. Thompson may get choked if on school property.
You would take your ass right up there.
Yeah.
I was just being honest.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I didn't leave that up. Let me be honest. I don't need your goofy ass telling my daughter what feels good.
And now you done made Mr. Thompson goofy.
Yeah, he clearly is. If that's how he's leading his sex ed talk.
That PTA meeting got out of hand quick.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really need sex ed in schools.
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing.
But you don't want to, so I mean, they can assist.
It's got to be done well. Yeah. Yeah. It's all right to have sex ed in schools. You just can't tell people, lead them off and say, guys, this sex thing. Oh. My God.
I'm telling you, man, it is one of the best things. Oh!
I mean, the different ways. Oh, God. The different experiences. Let me tell you. I remember I took a trip to Chicago. No, you don't want, like, you don't need that. But, I mean, it's appropriate. Anyway, real quick.
Tom Sutra.
Before this gets clean away.
I'm interested, though, Ron. No, I'm real interested in this, Ron. I mean, because you're fixing to live it. I mean, you're just comfortable as hell with somebody else talking to your kid about this.
I'm not just comfortable with it. I'm just thinking of the overall. Like, I do think it's a good thing, because to be honest, some of them may be better at it than I am. I'll be honest with you, but I mean, you know, but as long as it's not Mr.
Leave that up to Mr. Thompson to decide.
But I,
damn
again,
it, Mr.
Now,
Thompson.
Now, I don't. Now, if it's Mr. Thompson, that's a different thing, right? Like, wherever this sex ed teacher was. Now, I'm going to take a crack at it, but I do understand that everybody doesn't have parents that are taking a crack at it.
Well, I mean, hell, we can wait till high school to talk about everybody's innards, can't we?
Not high school, Jack.
I mean, do we have to really?
Not when those innards match up perfectly.
Nah, bro. I think high school is too late, Jack.
I mean, look, I don't think there's any. Look, let's be honest. How many friends y'all have did sex ed keep them from sex ed?
I'd say if anything, it accelerated the
process. Exactly, my point. Nobody went to sex ed class and learned that there was two testes and went, oh boy, I better not do that.
I think it's better to have the information. And at least to scare their asses to have the information.
Well, let me tell you, I hate to break it to you.
This is such an educational program.
I mean, if the appearance of the male and female anatomy for the first time doesn't scare you, then I don't know what the hell does. I mean, I'm just telling you, we can wait till 9th, 10th grade. We can wait until we can wait well beyond.
Text line coming through. It needs to come from the dad. I hear you.
No, I agree with that. No, well, no, for Ron, it does.
There it was. Glory hole.
I'm doing it with Lauren too. I'm gonna take the back seat. But I'm doing it with Lauren. You gotta be there too.
I'm trying to figure out.
Linda.
No, Lauren. Linda's gonna have any part of it. Lauren is going to have the conversation. My job as a father.
Nobody works hard on Bobby Slowey.
Well, I beg to differ. My job is, and I don't know exactly how to do it, but for my kids to understand they have the most powerful thing in the world. It's untied and undefeated.
And you
can't abuse it. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to couch that to my girls.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You got some time.
That sounded halfway funny, but I'm being dead ass serious.
I know you are. Don't you abuse it.
I mean, I watch a lot of Investigative Discovery, man.
Guys, guys
do stupid stuff. I've done stupid stuff. Not as stupid as these guys.
I've made some very poor decisions. I'm practicing this with Trey in my mind. Like, listen, I want you to know I'm thinking about every little nasty thing you're thinking about right now. I've done it.
Well,
I've
now you're
about
just
all
giving
the
okay. Now you're
I'm
just
not giving
him
the okay.
Oh, Daddy
just,
did it. Let me go do it.
I want him to know it's not weird, but
meet me around the corner by Miss George's class. There's no camera. There's a dead space in the security cameras.
I'm just telling you.
Wear that black bra.
I know. I'm in the range. We had a couple of bathroom incidents in middle school. I know that.
Hold
much.
On, so
I know Man, that. Much.
Your heart was racing, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't me. I'm just saying it wasn't me.
I thought you meant, honest
to God, do not even know where this has gone to. I don't even know.
I'm trying to get to Framber. I'm just saying it's just
damn FCC. We got to be so careful about our sex talk.
I mean, my heart was racing when that brassiere could be seen. I mean, racing.
Yeah, our middle school experiences was a little different.
Well, I think this was elementary.
With the full name
it's
of it, the brassiere.
I'm telling you, man. It was definitely a brassiere. It wasn't no bra. It was a brassiere. You better believe it.
Oh my Coming God. Up now. Did you have any issue with Framber Valdez? Yesterday, Framber Valdez pitched a great game, but the Astros still lost. And reports were, and he spoke through an interpreter, Framber Valdez was frustrated with the defensive positioning on a certain play. It doesn't make sense that this was a double. It doesn't make sense that our right fielder was playing center field with a lefty that was hitting. That should have been a single. That shouldn't have been a double. And the runner should have been at third, not at home. He then also said, I saw the right fielder playing center field, and you know, we have a center fielder for that. I feel like the right fielder should have been playing right field. I was uncomfortable with that, Valdez said through an interpreter.
The right fielder should have been playing right field?
Yeah, he is hot, and I'll be frank with you, there is an overhead shot that
Tyler.
Shows this, and I think Framber is probably on the money with the positioning. It is very odd with a lefty at the plate. Very odd, but do you have any problems with Framber? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, please stop sending in sex talk conversations. I know we have done
Don't
this.
Stop. Sit, no,
just
Don't
send in
stop.
Starters. Just drive starters. We're trying to get this drive off the ground. We need one first down for Ron.
Do not send in the equivalent of sex draws
yes.
and screens.
Do you run
do
the ball or throw the ball on first down?
No.
I'm going to tell you, with Framber Valdez, I got zero problems. This ain't going to surprise anybody. I got zero problems with Framber Valdez voicing his opinion.
It surprises me a little bit, Clint.
It surprises me. I mean, doing it through an interpreter is interesting in itself. But like I the whole thing is a bit surprising. But I got no problem with it. I mean, look, Here's my question. Was he talking about the fact that Tramiel should have been literally the center fielder and Melton should have been the right fielder? Or was he talking about the alignment literally with a strong shift the opposite direction? The infield was shifted the other direction. So it was like a miscommunication, if anything. So what exactly is he talking about? What a mess that was. And yeah, for him, I'd be pissed off too.
Yeah, no, the alignment is what he's talking about right off the bat. It's awful.
Look at the infield though. The infield is a 100 like Christian Walker's on the line. Yep, like it's a dead pull infield shift and it's a dead push outfield shift.
Yeah, they're opposite field. I mean, way opposite field. Like they're in the gaps.
Yes, it doesn't make sense.
And the gaps and deep. I mean, Cam is like at the warning track. And deep and a lefty at the plate, which
that's Tramiel in right field, isn't it?
Or is it Tramiel? Well, maybe it was Tramiel and not Cam, but whoever the right fielder was is swung way into the gap, like it's a pull right-handed hitter that is at the plate. And I'm a bit surprised by your reaction. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that you. That you're good with him expressing it. I am a bit surprised that you didn't have an issue with him stating it publicly.
No, I don't.
I would have thought that you and maybe some others would maybe feel more comfortable with him pulling that inside the clubhouse and not throwing everybody.
Well, I mean, look, one could argue that maybe he should have kept it in the clubhouse. Okay, that's fine. Whether he should have kept it in the clubhouse or said it publicly is fine, but let's not act like him saying it publicly hurts everybody's feelings and tears down the chemistry in the clubhouse and all that. It was not that big of a deal. It was clearly a screw-up that he just happens to bring to light through his interpreter.